If you're not on pain.tv, you should be to see this stuff. Let's take a look at how electric cars work. Ask a tree hugger how the electric car works and how the electric car gets its power. Let's go to the videotape.
Because everybody thought we killed the electric vehicle. No, we didn't.
It's alive and well.
So what's charging the batteries right now? What's the source of electricity?
Well, here. It's coming from the building.
I mean, is it, what's our mix of power?
Oh, actually, Lansing feeds the building.
What's that?
Lansing feeds power to the building. So I don't know.
They're,
I bet you they're a bit of coal. Heavy on natural gas, aren't they?
Yeah, right now the car is charging off of your grid.
Right. It would be charging off our grid, which is about 95% coal.
How long do you think it will be before there's a solar and wind powered grid?
Oh, golly.
To suggest that all of the power used for these cars will be generated from wind and solar in the very near future would not be correct.
Kind of shoots a hole in the hole. It's the talking points, the narrative. You understand. It's all crap. These things are powered by electricity that's generated by coal. What? But wind and solar. Yeah, okay. Ask the folks in Texas how that worked out during the last deep freeze they had last winter. The windmills froze. They wouldn't spin. And they couldn't get any solar power because there was snow on top of the solar panels. Anyway, folks, why let a few facts get in the way of a fantastic international grift? Whether it's trying to pump something into you physically and to alter your genetics, or just pump more bullshit into your ears and parade it in front of your eyes. Okay. I think we'll do a little reversal here. I said we're going to start out with that, but I'll probably cut this up so that you'll be seeing this second. So let's just... This is how it works. This is how the magic works. We can do that. We can just take a piece out and move it wherever you want. So we'll do that. And there's no real parlor tricks here, which is keep things fairly simple. So let's pretend like that segment did never came first. But when you hear it, you understand that it did. This is like being inside of Joe Biden's head. Because if you haven't noticed, we're becoming more entrenched, entwined in videos, etc. Because it's fun and it keeps people interested. And let's stay with that theme right now. There's so many things to pick from as we roll toward the holidays. How about Creepy Joe? He was at it again at the great Thanksgiving turkey pardon. Anytime this guy's around a little kid, no one is safe. And parents, why would you let this guy around your kid? I mean, seriously. It's disturbing. But this kid shut him down, this little girl. You know, he tried to pull his shit. He moves in and you can tell what he does. His MO, he tells like a joke or something. The kid is like one or two. The kids don't understand these things, or 3 years old. He tells like a joke, and then he like tries to caress their face like a fucking psycho. If he wasn't president, somebody would have clocked him upside his fucking head if he didn't have all these cement heads standing around him. These cement heads who don't really tell you what's going on. They keep all his secrets secret, believe me. That's why they're the Secret Service. It has nothing to do with being stealth. It has to do with keeping the secrets of these lunatics and perverts secret. Thanks a lot. Another group of sellouts. Anyway. Anyway, gang. This kid shut his ass down. Let's go to the videotape. That's the way you handle this pervert. Give him a forearm shiver, this kid. Sign this kid up for your sports team. That girl throws a karate block at him. Could somebody rein this maniac in? What about his dopey fake doctor wife? Can she rein his ass in? Oh no, she's busy. She's fucking busy. You can't even believe this bitch. This fake doctor psycho. She fits right in with these lunatics, these Wilmington hillbillies. You know, we had a terrorist attack yesterday. And we covered it really well. I think we covered it really well. I haven't looked at the news tonight from the Young Bucks. I imagine there's stuff in there from that. So we'll wait for that to get more into it. But we had a terrorist attack. They're not calling it a terrorist attack, of course. You run over 50 people. You kill 5 at least. The last time I checked, the death toll's at 5. At a Christmas parade, and you're an African-American dude, and the media and the government and everybody involved are too chicken shit to call it terrorism because it doesn't fit their definition of terrorism. Of course, their definition of terrorism is if you walk around the Capitol with a flagpole and you're a grandma, a soccer mom, a grandpa, or a regular Joe, you're a terrorist. But if you run over 50 fucking people at a Christmas parade in Wisconsin, you're just a misunderstood black guy. Oh, okay. Yeah, we get it. We get your bullshit. Have the guts to call things what the fuck they are, and we'd have a better country. Wasn't it like that one time? I think it might have been. I can't remember. Yeah, it seems like it was like that for a long time. But no, everybody's fucking sensitive, right? They're so full of shit. And that's how you spot a racist like Biden. He can't come out and tell the truth like that. Because someone who's not racist is comfortable calling it like it is. And if somebody says, you're a racist, they don't have to protest because they know they're not a racist. They say, that's preposterous. I'm calling it like it is. But if you're really racist, like Biden is, and he is a flaming racist, I mean, you can't even believe this guy. He doesn't want to go there because he doesn't want people to start poking around, perhaps, and finding out, God damn, this guy is racist. I mean, this guy is crazy. I mean, if he's got some white sheets at home, I don't think he's using them on all the beds. That kind of racist. You know, hanging out with Senator Byrd and giving a eulogy at his funeral might be kind of a tip-off, but anyway. Senator Byrd, who's that, Mildred? You better get on the stick, Clyde. So, this was going on yesterday and the day before, okay? Chaos. Total chaos. And it took Harris, VP Harris and Biden, I don't know, 14, 15, 16 hours to even comment on it? What? Oh, that's leadership, right? Let's hide from it. The guy's black. What do we do? They had to consult Jen Psaki's fucking open book cheat sheet binder. What do we do? This is crazy. This isn't part of our narrative. We can't call it terrorism no matter what. So, what do? Oh, we just ignore it. The White House today, Dr. Jill was unveiling the Christmas tree. Now, if you're not on Pain TV, Pain.tv, you're going to miss the video cues and the insanity on this. So I'm going to play the video and then we'll do a little talking and we'll throw the video back up. Serve both masters. Let's go to the videotape. But keep in mind, we just had a major terrorist attack. Keep that in mind. No, it's not. But the White House is so delightful. A maniac, grand people are with cars. We don't care, we don't care, we don't care. So, let's go over this video. First of all, she's parading around again like she's a saloon hooker. With her saloon hooker boots. And it's uncanny. There's this big tree all wrapped up. It's on the back of a cart, a horse-drawn cart. And there's two guys sitting in it with masks on outside. Top hats. Like a fucking Sir Topham hat here. Sitting on with a bowler hat and a top hat. And they have masks on. What the fuck do you have a mask on outside for? Unless you're allergic to the tree. She doesn't have a mask on. Everybody else in the video has a fucking mask on. Not her. Not when you're the... Well, I can't say that. Anyway, it's bizarre. So she takes some branches off the tree. I'm like, what is she doing? She's like inspecting the tree. And she walks over and hands it to a kid. I'm like, oh, that's kind of nice, right? Hey, who is that kid? Who's the father with the mask on? Well, who do you think? Oh, my God, is that Hunter Biden? What is he doing? Is that the hooker's kid? The stripper's kid? Who knows? Whose kid is that? I'm sure one of Hunter's kids. He knocked up the stripper in Arkansas, I think. Maybe they were introduced by Bill Clinton. Anyway, folks, I'm sorry. So, somewhere there's a kid in Arkansas whose dad is a crack addict and his grandfather's the president. And the kid doesn't even know it. So we don't know who the kid is. But she walks over. Presumably it's one of her grandkids. And hands the kid some... Nothing gets a little kid going. A little three-year-old. Like some sharp... pine needle branches. That's something you don't fucking hand to a kid. Kid's got sap all over his hands and hide. Thanks, Grandma. This and then she's parading around and people are taking pictures with the tree and her, but she's 10 feet away from everybody with masks on because why? It's fucking bizarre. But don't you think they'd have somebody else do this or perhaps postpone it, you know, with what just happened in Wisconsin? At a Christmas parade? I mean, you have to think about these things, right? The optics. These guys don't give a shit. Oh, some people died. That's a tough break. And I talked about it yesterday. And, of course, the news media, including Fox. Somebody sent me a clip from The Five. I guess that's on later in the day. Almost verbatim of every fucking thing I said on the show. You know, 12 hours earlier. 13 hours earlier. It's uncanny. I thought it would take him a day or two to get onto the to get onto the talking points I was spewing, but no, it looks like they took it verbatim. Well, that's that. But that's what's going on. Talk is cheap. You know, how many times, folks, if you're living in these communities that have been ravished by fire and people marching around the street in chaos, people running people over, you live in these communities, you start to connect the dots. Hey, wait a minute. It's all Dems running these places, / communists. Maybe it's not safe in these places. Maybe I'm the fucking idiot for living here. Maybe I'm even more of the moron for voting for these people. Because when I vote for them, I get their policies. And I'll be just frank, if it costs you a kid or it costs you a loved one, these fuckers don't care. They don't care. And we talked about Milwaukee and what's going on in the courts there. And the rookie district attorney they had on this case. And now everybody, by late last night, you know, 12, 13, 14 hours after, 15 hours after, we spewed about the district attorney. Everybody's, oh, my God. The district attorney. It's the district attorney's fault. You're damn right it is. They're letting these people walk out. They're not putting them in jail because of COVID. It's all these stupid policies. It's. They're calling it bail reform. It's not even bail reform. It's not even bail reform. It's that these cities are run terribly. They're mismanaged. The elected officials are feckless and corrupt. The cities are bankrupt. And what do? The first thing they cut back are prisons and jails. They street people. It's just easier to keep them on the street and hope they don't do anything wrong. And guess what? The folks in these communities, the leaders, don't care if they do something wrong. They'll cut them loose. They'll cut them loose. They don't care about your safety. You understand? Anyway. But Biden today, I mean, yeah, they asked him about it to comment on it. And I think we have the clip on it, but basically he said, well, we're waiting for all the facts to come in. Oh, my God. Is that the first fucking time you ever did that? You didn't wait for any facts to come in when you called Kyle Rittenhouse a white supremacist and a killer and a maniac and a racist. It's always the racists who call other people racists. You'll notice that, too. I don't understand so many different things, but let's play the clip. Fuck it. We'll play the clip of Biden. He seems very official now. But we're not making any. We have to wait for all the facts to come in because, you know, we're dealing with a black guy. That's basically what he's saying. Because racists don't have the guts to tell the truth. Because they're not capable of it. Because in their brains, they'll be exposed. It's very simple. It really is. Let's go to the videotape. Come back out.
Good afternoon. Please sit down. Before I begin, I want to comment on the tragedy that occurred last night during the holiday parade in Wisconsin. While we don't have all the facts and details yet, we know this morning that five families in Waukesha are facing fresh grief of a life without a loved one. At least 40 Americans are suffering from injuries, some of them in critical condition. And an entire community is struggling to cope with the horrific act of violence. Last night, the people of Waukesha were gathered to celebrate the start of a season of hope and togetherness and Thanksgiving. This morning, Jill and I and the entire Biden family, and I'm sure all of us, pray that same spirit's going to embrace and lift up all the victims of this tragedy, bringing comfort to those recovering from the injuries and wrapping the families of those who died in the support of their community. We're all grateful for the extraordinary work of the first responders, from law enforcement to the emergency room doctors, who are working round the clock to deal with the terrible consequences of what happened last night. My administration is monitoring the situation very closely.
Incredible. Incredible change in demeanor from the knee-jerk reaction these assholes are. When it comes to hammering Whitey at every turn. It really is. I mean, and I'm comfortable saying it. These other assholes. I'm not saying that I'm an asshole. Of course, I can be one from time to time. Perhaps we all need to channel our inner asshole. That didn't come out right. No pun intended. Anyway, moving along. It's stunning. It's stunning. The double standard. We've grown used to it, of course. We have cowards. We have racists who can't call it like it is because they're going to offend somebody. And here we are, fucked up, upside down, crazy world we all have to navigate. And we're all worse for it. The entire fabric of the country is worse for it. Okay? Plain and simple. What else do we have on this? I mean, just, I could go on forever about that. Well, it's just one bad video after another. Well, they pardoned a turkey. So we want to go to that? Biden pardon. Yeah, let's do that. What the hell, since we're talking about Biden. He pardons a turkey, and then he literally, we have 4 or 5 kids he just basically, it's just, the man needs to be locked the fuck back in his basement. Feeling these kids up, messing with, I mean, it's like, oh, I pardoned the turkey. Then he jumps the rope. I mean, you know, there's like a rope separating the president. If you were in a nightclub, it would be velvet ropes, you know. This guy literally jumps the velvet ropes. He high steps it. He goose steps the ropes to get to the kids. And you'll see why. If you listen to Iggy Pop 16, let's... It's insane. Let's go to the videotape.
I pardon you. I pardon you this Thanksgiving.
You know, you have to wonder, having spent some time in D.C. and in the White House, you have to wonder why they keep bringing in parents with kids to these events, and if it's done on purpose. So Joe can march around and get his yayas out, whatever the fuck he's doing. It's disturbing. And we've said it before, why as a parent would you take your kid, keep your little kid anywhere near this guy? He was like, he was literally like fucking petting these kids, heavily petting. It's disturbing. But it continues. Like I said, there's a staff in the White House. Are they serving as event pimps to bring in little kids so Joe can wander around like it's his own personal petting zoo? I'm fucking dead serious. That's disturbing. But no, it's all fine. Oh, Crazy Joe is just Crazy Joe. This is how these people think. They're enablers. They're psychos. They're perverts. They're twisted fucking. This is a evil personified. This guy roams around molesting kids. Allegedly. Not quite molesting. Well, you know, the term The definition for molest is, let's look it up. For people out there be like, you said he molested kids. That's not. As a journalist, you have, well, print journalist, you know your words better than most. Molest, pester or harass someone in an aggressive or persistent manner. I'd say that that's. Or assault or abuse a person, especially a woman or child, sexually. Okay, well, that's the, that's probably the more mainstream definition. But the other one is to pester or harass someone in an aggressive or persistent manner. A.K.A. Bill Clinton, anytime he's around women. Anyway, folks. See a pattern here? Yeah. Oh, you think it's just Democrats? Nah, they're all on the same fucking side, believe me. You just have to get there. You have to get there. It's going to take you a while to get there. That's okay. To understand that there are two sides, them and you. And they don't like you. They don't like you. But you like them. You have all your favorite trading card politicians and journalists. They're on our side. Are they? Are they on your side? Really? Let's go back to the videotape. You're leading the witness, Your Honor.
First of all, I haven't seen anything new produced under this president. But this Operation Warp Speed, you had to take on the bureaucracy. You had to set up supply chains. You had to do something that's never been done in American history.
Well, that's absolutely correct. Most vaccines take 12 years. They said this would take anywhere from 3 to 5, but most likely more than 5. And I got it done in less than 9 months. And we saved tens of millions of lives all over the world. All over the world. So in 1917, as you know, we had the Spanish flu, it was called, and it possibly killed as many as 100 million people. You know, I don't know if you read the history of the Spanish flu, but you probably, I think you read about everything, come to think of it. But it probably was a thing that was most responsible for ending World War I, because all the soldiers were sick, and many were dying. The Spanish flu was devastating. And they say up to 100 million people died. And it probably did end World War I. But 100 million people. I think this would have been similar without the vaccine. Had we not gotten... And then I got Regeneron. We got Remdesivir. We got many other things, therapeutic things that really, in my opinion, worked. I think Regeneron's great. Eli Lilly came out with something that's similar. We did a great job. And you know, it's interesting... So we did it in less than 9 months.
Most vaccines take 12 years. This took 12 minutes. It's incredible. It's the most incredible vaccine. You guys want... You want them back in 2024. Be careful what you ask for. This is a sales pitch for the vaccines. He's on Levin's show. Levin, who admits that he took the jab. Trump, who admits that he took the jab. That's fine. Knock yourself out. I support your fucking decision to do that and your right to do that. I don't support the constant barrage of shoving this down people's throats. Every fucking turn, there's an ad, whether it's in kind. This is obviously masked as an ad for the jabs, for the injections. You saved... Did he say hundreds of millions of lives? Based on what? Where's the data on that? You save hundreds of millions of lives. How many people did this entire scheme kill early on? Because doctors, we've gone over it ad nauseum. Trump can get up there and say whatever he wants, right? He's not going to get fact-checked. If he's talking, he's figured it out. If you talk on behalf of Gates and Fauci, etc., you can be as outlandish as you fucking want, and no one's going to fact check you. If you talk against them, you get fact checked.